20 points, 8 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 4 from three-point range to go along with 6 rebounds, 2 block shots. And congratulations on the win. And the opener is always a little tough, a little scratchy, and everybody's uncertain. But you guys seem like you digested that pretty well and came out with some serious focus tonight.
Yeah. Personally, I'm really glad that we have a great team. We really have the love and the trust within each other. And we work hard every day and try our best to perform at our max facilities and just work hard.
You know. Well, offensively, Coach was saying you've got more responsibility offensively this year, and you kind of took that to heart, but you're not forcing it. We saw, you know, they're coming out on you at threes initially, made some nice baseline moves, obviously trying to get to the rim a little bit more out on the break, and then the threes came to you later in the game. How have you worked individually with understanding teams looking to you to be more of an offensive threat?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this we always look for the best shot for one another, and of course we learn each other's games and we exceed through that, and we trust that we can make shots, and we just expand our game on it, and we just have fun, you know. But yeah, we try to make focus on defense too, because that's how we perform better offense. So
Swag, you forgot one stat, that he got called for one pose tonight, or partial pose.
Yeah, what did he tell you?
On the lob tonight.
He just held on with that one hand a little too long.
I guess so. No, yeah. It was fun, though. We had a little laugh. So
That was nice. And we've talked earlier in the year about defensively and what you've worked on, and I got to give you a ton of credit. You know, people are going to see the 20 points in the paper, but you had several times where guys were attacking you from the wing one-on-one, and you slid your feet, moved your feet, cut off the baseline, and didn't allow anything. And I think that's a huge step. You guys were locked in defensively in that first half especially, and there was just nothing available for them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's about how the coaches had taught us how to defend and look at what the other teammates in the past has done it. Like Jack, for example, he's a great example for this. He probably doesn't have all the talents, but he does the job.
He's in the right place at the right time. And I really thought you guys were connected defensively. And, you know, when you look at they ended up with 5 assists for the entire game, you know, and you guys defended their actions, and then it came down to, you know, 25 seconds of defense, and you finished the play with the rebound. And it's nice to see you guys with Moses out there too. You and Moses out in transition are pretty tough to handle.
Oh, yeah, for sure, with the long arms and with the threes.
Chatting here with Christian Scholand. How nice is it knowing you don't have to kind of temper your effort early in the game, that you're not going to have to play 35, 36 minutes now? You guys got guys that can come in, so you can just ball out for however long you're in there.
Yeah, no, it's good, because then I feel confident just being right in the game, in the beginning of the game and during the game. But we still need to learn within each other, because there's a new few guys who needs to learn to get through it, but they need to stay positive, and we try to encourage them and grow and just grow and have fun with it, you know.
Well, it was a lot of fun tonight, 91-54, and again, a quick turnaround film session, get your bodies right, and the crosstown rival Portland State coming in here trying to get a little revenge for last year.
Yes, let's get it.
There you go. Christian Scholand, our Coca-Cola player of the game.